Thank you, Renia and Grace, for reading that for us.
谢谢 Renia 还有 Grace 姊妹帮我们读了刚才的经文。
And thank you, Bunny, for leading us in worship this afternoon.
也谢谢 Bunny 弟兄刚刚带领我们今天下午的崇拜。
And it's great for us to be able to come and praise God together.
我们能够一同聚集在这里来赞美主是何等的荣幸。
Don't we have so much to be grateful for?
我们不是有很多事情让我们应该感恩的吗？
We serve a truly great God who is living.
因为我们所服侍的乃是一个永活的伟大的神。
And I think he has something he wants to speak to us this afternoon.
我也相信他今天下午要对我们每一个人说话。
So why don't we just seek him in prayer as we start?
让我们先在祷告里来寻求他的旨意。
Our Father, we worship you this afternoon.
父神，我们今天下午来敬拜你。
We love you because you did first love us.
我们爱你，乃是因为你先爱了我们。
And we thank you that we can meet with you now.
我们感谢你，因为今天下午我们可以与你相遇。
You said in your word that if we call upon you, you will answer us and show us great and marvelous things which we don't know.
主啊，你应许说，如果我们寻求你的时候，你就会把那又大又难的事显明给我们。
And so we seek you now.
因此，我们来到你面前寻求你。
Speak to us, we pray.
向我们说话。
And we ask in Christ's name.
我们奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't know who is the most beautiful person you know.
我不知道你所认识人当中最美的是哪一位。
I'm sure that some of you know some incredibly beautiful people.
相信在座的每一位都会认识一些特别漂亮的人。
You might be sitting next to an incredibly beautiful person right now.
或者你觉得你坐在旁边的那一位呢，就是最漂亮的一位。
Some of you are sitting next to not so beautiful people, but we won't go there.
也许你也会觉得旁边那个人也没有那么漂亮。
But the most beautiful person I know.
但是我所认识最漂亮的一个人。
The most beautiful person I've ever heard of.
或者我听说过最美丽的人。
Was Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。
He is the most beautiful person I could possibly imagine.
他是我能够想象里面最美丽的一位。
Now it's very interesting to note that the prophet Isaiah said that there was nothing outward about Christ which would make him beautiful.
你知道吗? 很有趣的, 因为先知以赛亚他说过耶稣没有加容美貌。
He certainly wasn't good looking.
你看他的外貌肯定不好看。
I doubt he was particularly buff.
我也觉得他没有, 不是身体特别的健壮的那种。
There was nothing about Jesus which would make you go, wow!
或者耶稣走在你面前的时候呢, 你从外形你会觉得, wow!
That's good. He didn't have any of the other things we find attractive either.
也许他身上我们没有找到一样我们觉得特别吸引人的。
You know, he wasn't wealthy.
他也不是特别富有。
And lots of people like sucking up to rich people, but Christ wasn't wealthy.
很多人都喜欢巴结那些比较富有的人，但是呢，耶稣也不是这样的人。
And he didn't have great social prestige.
他在社会上也没有高尚的地位。
And there was really nothing about him that the average person would find attractive.
所以在他身上一般人没有找到任何可以吸引人的地方。
Despite that, though,
但是除此之外,
despite that, he was incredibly beautiful.
他却是出人意外的美丽。
And there was something about him that just made people want to be with him.
他身上有一点什么, 让别人都被吸引要跟他在一起。
So much so that they would climb trees to have a look.
以至于有些人呢，他们甚至爬树，要为了看他一眼。
So much so that they would leave fishing nets and careers behind to follow him.
或许有一些的渔夫呢，会把自己的渔网也抛掉，然后就把自己的事业也放弃，来跟随他。
So much so that they would take their life savings and beautiful perfumes and pour them all at his feet.
更有一些呢，把自己一生的储蓄呢，买了一个香膏来倒在他的脚上。
There was a beauty about Christ's person.
耶稣这个人身上有一种的美丽。
And this afternoon we're going to talk about what it was.
接下来我们希望能够看一看到底这是什么样的美丽。
And we're going to try to achieve two things.
我们希望能够达到两个目标。
The first is to just discover an aspect of Christ's person which is so amazing and so marvelous and should give us a reason to worship him.
就是从耶稣这个人身上看看有什么，他有什么是让我们这个感觉到不可思议，我们可以学习的。
And the second,
第二,
The second thing is so that we can learn from it ourselves.
也让我们能够在自己身上应用。
You see, this afternoon we have free beauty makeovers.
你知道吗？今天下午呢，我们会有三个的面目一新。
For everyone.
对每一个人都有。
All right.
有机会，人人均等。
Free beauty makeover day.
Free or three?
Free.
Oh, okay. 是免费的一个面目一新。
All right. We will not charge you any money.
我们不会收费。
And the great thing about these beauty makeover tips that I have for you this afternoon.
接下来我要跟大家分享的这个美容的秘诀呢
，is that they will never go out of style.
完全是不受时尚影响的。
They will never wear out.
也不会让你觉得慢慢变旧的。
It doesn't matter how old or ugly you are, it'll still help.
无论你觉得自己是已经又老又丑，没药可救的，还是可以有用。
And if you follow these simple steps, you too can be beautiful.
如果你跟着以下简单的步骤去行的话，你也可以变得美丽。
Does it sound like a good deal?
你有没有听上去觉得很吸引呢
？I'm sorry, I don't have steak knives to throw in as well. But aside from that, it's a good deal. It's a good deal, okay?
是很好的。
There we go. We're going to give you a facelift.
希望大家都有一个面目一新的机会。
What was it that made Christ beautiful?
到底是什么使耶稣基督美丽
？When you look at Christ, there are lots of things you can see about him.
如果你看耶稣基督，你可以看到很多的事情。
And you know, when we think about God, it's amazing, but it doesn't really surprise us that He is all powerful.
如果我们看神的时候，是非常的不可思议，非常的奇妙。但是神就本来应该是全能的。
You'd expect the creator of the universe to be all powerful.
当然了，因为他是创造宇宙万物的，所以他应该就是全能的。
And we marvel at His holiness, but that doesn't really surprise us.
而且呢，他的圣洁呢，也让我们觉得很惊讶，但是呢，也没有让人觉得非常的意外。
We look at His incredible wisdom. We look at His all-knowing omniscience. We look at all these great aspects of God. They don't really catch us by surprise, even though they are incredibly awesome.
我们也知道神是不可思议的，有智慧他是全知的神。但是呢，我们想到他种种的特性的时候，没有一样会让我们觉得特别的意外。
But when Christ came to earth, we saw a side of God which was kind of surprising.
但是当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候呢，他让我们看到神身上有一样，实在是让我们觉得非常的惊讶。
Not really what you'd expect.
我相信大部分的人都没有预期到这个。
If you turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, you see this. This is Christ's description of himself.
如果你看马太福音十一章二十九节呢，你就可以看得到了。这是耶稣基督对自己的一个形容。
He didn't say many things about himself, actually.
他其实很少提到关于自己。
This is possibly the only description he gave of himself.
也许这是唯一的一次他讲到自己。
And Christ said, "I am gentle and lowly in heart."
他那里说，我心里柔和谦卑。
He didn't say, I'm incredibly powerful and you should all follow me.
他没有说我是全能的，所以你们该跟随我。
He didn't say, I know everything, you should follow me.
因为我知道一切，所以你们应该跟随我。
He said, I am gentle and lowly in heart.
他说的却是我心里柔和谦卑。
The word gentle, and it might be gentle in your Bible, is also translated as meek.
你知道这个柔和有一些的翻译本是温柔，另外一些翻译本是温存。
And that's the word I'm going to use more this afternoon.
也许温存是比较贴切。
Christ said, I am meek.
耶稣说我是温存的一个人。
And meekness is kind of a surprising thing to see in a very powerful person.
其实呢，这是很特别的一个形容词。一般来讲，我们不会用这个形容词在一个特别有权柄的人身上。
Christ is talking about a humility.That he has.
耶稣在这里提到他自己所拥有的一个谦卑
，a gentleness，
是一个温柔的心
，a willingness to lower himself，
一个愿意把自己降低的心。
And he was so meek and so gentle and so humble that even outcasts of society felt welcome to be his friend.
他心里柔和谦卑到一个程度，就是社会里被唾弃的人都愿意来到他面前。
All right, the word, Greek word is praus.
在希腊文呢，那是 proros。
And let me do a quick little quiz here. Maybe one of the children? I think there's some who should know. Could any of the children tell me another verse in the New Testament in which the word proros is used?
可能呢，小孩会比较会。你知道在圣经里面有另外一节的经文有 proros 这个字吗？
Does Elizabeth know?
Elizabeth.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Very close. Can you tell us the verse? Close. Not quite. You're very close. It's just a few verses earlier. It's actually verse 5, I think.
马太福音第五章五节。
And Christ said, Blessed are the meek...For they shall inherit the earth.
这里耶稣说温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
This word is only used 3 times in the New Testament.
这个字只在圣经里面出现过三次。
And it always has the same meaning of this kind of gentleness of willing to not fight for what really should be mine.
他是有一种温柔的心，而也是带着一种谦卑的态度，不愿意为自己争取什么的权利。
Matthew 21 verse 5.
马太福音二十一章第五节。
The prophet Zechariah speaking, they're quoting the prophet Zechariah talking about Christ entering the town of Jerusalem.
这里是他们引用撒迦利亚先知所说的，当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候。
And it describes the king coming in, Jesus coming in meek and lowly.
讲到耶稣作为一个王来到的时候是温柔的。
And this is really the ideal picture of meekness.
这就是一个最好的图画。
Christ is the king.
因为耶稣是王。
He is entering the town of Jerusalem.
他进到耶路撒冷城。
He deserved to be received as the king.
他是配得受民众的欢迎的。
It was his rightful place.
因为那是他该得的尊荣。
But what was he entering Jerusalem for? Can anyone
但是他进耶路撒冷是为了什么呢？
Does anyone know? It's not a trick. Yes, exactly. To die.
为了进耶路撒冷是为了舍命。
The king entering Jerusalem.
王进京。
But meekly.
却是温柔谦卑的
and to die.
为了要舍命
he was entering Jerusalem but putting himself down.
就是当他进入耶路撒冷的时候他却是虚己
He was entering Jerusalem but not fighting for what was really his.
不是为了争取自己所该得的
He was being meek.
而是温柔谦卑的
Now, this meekness is not weakness.
这个温柔，这个谦卑，却不是一个弱点。
Because it's actually very, it takes a lot of strength to put yourself down.
因为其实是需要很大的内在的力量才能够把自己虚己。
Anyone can yell and rant about what they deserve and my rights. Anyone can do that.
你知道啊，任何一个人都很随意就可以啊，大声喊叫，然后为自己争取权利。
But it takes incredible strength to say, yes, I could fight for that.But I won't.
但是需要很大的内力才能够知道自己有这样子的权利，却不去争取。
And that's what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
And sorry, we're moving along. The point about this meekness is that it is beautiful.
我想分享的关于这个温柔呢，就是它是一个美丽的。
When Peter wrote to the women in Asia somewhere, yeah.
当彼得呢写信给在亚细亚的一些姐妹的时候
he said to them, "Don't let your beauty be just in all the clothes and the jewelry and the things the way you do your hair."
他说不要以装饰头发，不要以你的衣裳来装饰自己。
Because have we got the verse? The next one. Oh no, that's not the next one, is it? Have we got first? I'm sorry, my mistake. It's not there. All right, you can look it up. 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章
First Peter chapter 3 he says let your beauty be of a meek and a quiet spirit
他说让你的美丽以内里面存着长久 温柔安静的心为装饰。
Which he says is very precious in the sight of God.
因为这个在神面前是极宝贵的第四节。
Meekness is very precious in the sight of God.
温柔在神面前是何等的宝贵。
Do you think diamonds are precious to God?
你觉得在神的眼里钻石宝贵吗？
Hands up if you do.
如果你觉得钻石宝贵的话，请举手。
All right. Put your hand up then if you think that land is precious to God.
如果你觉得在神的眼里地是宝贵的话，请举手。
Of course not. He owns galaxies you don't even know about.
当然不是了，因为他所拥有的是银河系。
So it would have to be something pretty amazing to be precious to God.
所以对神来讲，宝贵的一定是很奇妙的事。
And we're told here that meekness, a meek and quiet spirit, is very precious to God.
但是这里我们却看到温柔安静的心。是在神面前极为宝贵。
In fact, it's beautiful.
其实是神在神眼里极为美丽。
If you or I want to be beautiful,
所以如果你跟我想要变得美丽的话，
the prime way to do it is to be meek.
第一个方法就是温柔。
And this is what we see in Christ's life.
所以这就是我们在耶稣基督的生命里面所看到的。
He lowered himself.
他把自己降卑。
And humbled himself.
谦虚自己
and was beautiful because of it.
因此他变得美丽。
The Ephesians verse tells us that we also are to walk with lowliness and gentleness.
以弗所书也劝勉我们，我们要在温柔谦卑里行事。
We're also to walk in this same meekness.
我们要要以一样的温柔谦卑。
And that's what we see in the scripture, which was read for us today.
我们在今天弟兄姊妹所念的经文里面看到同样的道理。
Philippians chapter 2, you can turn there.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2, and looking at verse 3.
腓立比书第二章第三节。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
This is what meekness really is about.
这就是真正的谦卑。
It's about me lowering myself.
就是把自己能够降低。
And honoring others above me.
把别人能够推举出来。
Now I spent a lot of time studying this verse.
你知道吗？我花了好多的时间来研读这一节的经文。
I looked at definitions and dictionaries and concordances.
我看了很多的串珠，还有圣经字典啊等等。
And I looked at like more than 15 translations to really get the meaning here.
看了差不多超过15个不同的译本。
And in the original Greek, very interesting here.
很有趣的，在原本的那个希腊原文。
In the original Greek, this phrase that says the phrase that says esteem others better than yourself.
你知道在希腊原文那一句写，个人看别人比自己强。
All right, this is the Philippians verse. Let each of you esteem others better than yourself.
这里保罗劝勉腓立比教会说，你个人要看别人比自己强。
The original Greek meaning actually is
在原文里面
，Let each of you esteem others better than yourself.
就是你看别人的价值比自己为高。
This verse means exactly what it says.
这节就是这样的意思。
It means that you and I are literally to look at other people and say they are better than me.
就是说，当我看着你的时候，我能够对着你说，你比我好。
This is not like while I was in China, okay? We, you know, if you have a dinner or a banquet or something.
你知道譬如说，当我在中国的时候，我们去一个晚宴或者去吃一顿饭。
So of course you 干杯干杯 ，right? You do your 干杯 thing.
然后那每个人都干杯干杯 ，cheers cheers cheers.
That's right. Don't worry, I always you know 以茶代酒 ，so it's okay. you get your...
That means you always drink tea instead
of
wine.
That's right. So you get your glass, right?
所以呢，你就拿起自己的杯。
And you have the other guy there.
然后有另外对方
跟你干。And then what do you do? What do you do?
你怎么呢？
You always try to hit lower, right? Am I right?
你干的时候呢，你不能杯子比他高，你杯子要比他低。
And you're oh no 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 no. Oh,
然后他又再低，你又再低。
And then you know the drink's almost on the floor, but you're still going lower.
你这样子干到最后呢，差不多要贴到地板了。
Am I right? Okay.
是不是这样子？
When you do that, do you honestly believe the other person is better than you?
其实这样子干了，你有没有真的觉得对方比你强呢？
No. No.
其实没有了。
Why do I do it?
为什么要这样子呢？
我要面子，对不对？ Huh? Yeah,
we need face.
I don't really think that they're better than me.
我没有真想他比我强。
But that's not what Paul's talking about.
但是保罗这里说的完全相反。
He's saying, if you have the Spirit of Christ,
他说如果你有耶稣基督的心灵，
this beauty of meekness, which is actually one of the gifts of the Spirit in Galatians,
这个温柔的美丽其实呢就是在加拉太书其中一个圣灵的果子里面。
Then you will actually lower yourself so that you genuinely believe that everyone else is better than you are.
你就可以真正的把自己降卑，以至于当你看旁边每一个人的时候，你发现每一个人都比你强。
I don't know about you, but I don't like that.
其实呢，我不知道你感觉如何，但是呢，我想想的时候，我就觉得很难受。
You mean he is better than me?
你想想，你这个人比我强吗？
Are you trying to say that she is better than me?
或者这个姐妹真的比我强吗？
That's exactly what he's saying.
这就是保罗在这里的意思。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. This is the spirit of meekness.
这就是温柔真正的意义。
How are you going on your meekness?
那你的温柔谦卑又如何呢？
Now some of you might be thinking about now, you're probably thinking, Jason has no right to preach this sermon.
可能呢，你坐在那里，你就觉得泽上怎么有胆子说这个讲这个道呢？
You might be thinking Jason is one of the proudest people I know. He has no right to speak this sermon.
他怎么敢说这个话呢？他在我认识的人当中，他算是很骄傲的一个。
And if you were to think that,
好，你这样子想的时候
，You'd be right.
你可能你应该是对的。
But that's exactly why I'm preaching it, because this way I can make sure the sermon this week is relevant to me. So I just preach to myself.
但是我就是因为这个原因，所以我要讲这一篇道，因为这个礼拜我就是要思想这个题目，然后以这个题目来向自己讲话。
The reality is that I need a facelift too.
现实的情况就是连我这个人都需要面目一新。
And my life is so far from this ideal of Christ's beauty and perfection.
当我看自己的生命的时候，我的生命跟这个耶稣基督完全的形象是差何等的远。
And Christ is calling me and saying, Jason, follow after me, learn of me, because I'm meek and lowly of spirit. You copy me.
所以耶稣基督就说了，泽上你要来跟随我，你要学我的样式。为什么呢？因为我心里柔和谦卑。
Philippians 2, we'll move on to verse 5.
如果我们跳到第五节，
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Hey, forget a facelift.
不要面目一新了。
We're going to do a brain transplant.
我们现在要做一个脑移植。
He's saying, let the mind of Christ be in there.
他说，当我们开脑以后呢，把耶稣基督的脑放进去。
Because God was equal, sorry, Christ was equal with God.
为什么呢？因为耶稣基督本来与神同有神的形象。
And he lowered himself.
但是他不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己。
He lowered himself so much that he became, took the form of a slave.
到了一个地步，甚至取了一个奴仆的样式。
And I don't know if you realize this, but slaves have no rights.
我不知道你知不知道这一件事情，就是说奴仆呢，其实一点人权都没有。
You know, in ancient times, anyone can hit a slave.
在古时呢，任何一个人走过，都可以随手打一个奴仆的奴隶。
Anyone can spit on a slave.
或者可以向他吐口水。
Yeah, the slave has to call everyone sir.
那个奴隶呢，看到任何人呢，都要称呼先生太太。
Everyone is better than the slave.
每一个人呢，都比一个奴隶更高。
And Christ is saying that he did that.
但是耶稣基督在这里说，他 到了这个地步。
And he's saying we should too.
然后他提醒我们说，我们也应该如此。
Christ's beauty was in his meekness.
耶稣基督的美丽在于他的温柔谦卑。
But it's clearest to us because his meekness was demonstrated through service.
但是让我们看得清楚的，乃是在他服侍人的当中。
The time you can really tell if you're meek is if you're willing to serve.
当你看看自己是否愿意服侍别人的时候，你就看到自己是否温柔谦卑。
When I'm happy to clean the toilets, then it means I'm starting to be meek.
你知道吗？当我心甘情愿的去刷那个马桶的时候呢，那就是我真正谦卑的时候了。
Because if I think that washing the dishes is too good for me, it's not good enough for me, Yeah, I'm not really there, am I?
因为如果我觉得洗碗盘呢不是我这种人该干的事情呢，其实我一点都没有温柔谦卑，对不对？
And we can see Christ's meekness demonstrated through his service.
因此我们可以从耶稣基督服侍人的态度里面看到他的温柔谦卑。
Verse 8, Christ being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
We see that in the preceding verses.
在之前的经节，我们也看到。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The truly meek person serves others.
一个真正温柔谦卑的人是服侍别人的人。
The meek person has no thought of his own concerns, but is watching for the concern of others.
一个温柔谦卑的人没有想自己的好处，乃是想别人的好处。
And if you flip over to the book of John,
如果你回到约翰福音，
we have the ultimate demonstration of Christ's service to us.
我们就看得到耶稣基督服侍人的态度。
Well, it's not the ultimate, but it is.Perhaps a very graphic example.
让我们看到一个很明显的。
You know the story. It was at the Last Supper.
就是在耶稣的最后晚餐。
At the beginning of chapter 13.
在第十三章的开始的时候。
And they'd been traveling on the roads. The disciples, they all had dusty feet.
你知道吗？他们一整天走在路上，脚上都满了尘埃。
And the tradition was that when you had guests to your home.You call your servant to go wash the feet for the honored guests.
当时家里的传统呢，就是当客人进来的时候呢，你就叫唤家里的奴隶，然后就让奴隶呢帮那个客人洗脚。
But the disciples didn't have any servants, so they said, "Hey, we'll just keep dusty feet. I'm not going to wash your stinky things. No way."
但是呢，门徒因为没有奴仆，所以呢，他们就说我不要帮你洗，你也不要帮我洗，我们就让他脏脏算了。
And Christ waited for a while to see what would happen. They'd already finished dinner.
耶稣等了一下看看会有什么事情发生。到晚餐以后呢
？And seeing that no one was going to wash anyone's feet, Christ stood up from the table.
耶稣看到他们没有人愿意帮别人洗脚的时候，他自己起来了。
And he, this is important. He laid aside his garments.
很重要的，他就把自己的外衣脱下来。
And he took a towel, he poured water, verse 5, and he began to wash the disciples' feet.
他就倒了一盆，把水倒在盆里，然后就开始一个一个的帮门徒洗脚。
Stinky, dirty, sweaty, dusty feet.
你知道那是满了泥巴、尘埃，又满了汗，臭臭的脚。
And to me, this is a really clear picture of what we're talking about.
这是何等清楚的一幅图画，就是形容关于我们讲到温柔谦卑。
Because、it says that Christ he took off his own coat.
这里让我们看到他脱了他的外衣。
The King of Heaven.
那是天国的王。
It had every right to royal garments.
他应该穿的是王袍。
But instead he took them off.
但是他却把自己身上的外衣脱掉。
And he threw them aside.
放在一边。
And then he lowered himself.
然后之后弯下身来。
Because you can't wash feet while you're standing up.
为什么呢？因为如果你站得直直的话，怎么帮人洗脚呢？
And he knelt down on the ground.
然后跪在地上。
And he got his hands dirty.
然后连手都弄脏。
And his meekness was demonstrated through his service.
就是在他这样服侍门徒的时候，让人看到他的温柔谦卑。
He cast aside his own garments and what was rightfully his.
他把自己该有的尊荣放在一边。
And lowered himself and served.
把自己降卑，然后服侍。
And he calls us to do the same.
但是同样的，他呼召我们也要做一样的事。
In verse 12, he says, "Do you know what I've done to you?"
到第十二节那里，他对门徒说：“我向你们所做的，你们到底明不明白
？”You call me teacher and Lord, and that's correct.
你们称呼我夫子，夫子，那是对的。
If I, as the master,
但是我既是你们的主，
师傅。If I, as the master, wash feet,
但是我是你们的主，你们的夫子的话。尚且洗你们的脚
then you should probably copy me.
你们也当彼此洗脚
Some of you maybe like kung fu movies, huh?
也许呢，当中很多人都会看啊功夫的戏
You have some great master.
啊，看到一个啊师傅
He does not wash his students' feet.
我不知道你看了这么多片子，有没有看过啊师傅帮啊徒弟洗脚的
？But then again, the average kung fu master. Is not beautiful like my Jesus.
但是你要知道，片子里面的师傅呢，没有一个比得上耶稣基督的美丽。
He does not have the beauty of a meek spirit.
他们都没有那个心里温柔谦卑的美丽。
He does not have the beauty that draws all men to himself.
啊，他虽然没有加容美貌，好让别人羡慕他。
Christ does.
只有耶稣基督有。
And if you want to be beautiful, friends.
如果你愿意美丽的话
，then let you find your beauty in meekness and demonstrate it through service.
让你在你的温柔谦卑里面重寻你的美丽，也是透过你服侍别人的里面。
We're almost finished.
差不多要结束了。
Let's just go back to Philippians chapter 2.
让我们回到腓立比书第二章。
You see, Christ's beauty was in his meekness.
耶稣基督的美丽在他的温柔谦卑
，as demonstrated through his service，
透过他服侍人让我们看到
，and it was motivated by love，
而是因着以爱为本。
Verse 1 of chapter 2. If there is any consolation in Christ, if there is any comfort of love, if you have experienced Christ's love at all, he's saying, then have the same love as Christ did.
所以在基督里，你们若有什么劝勉、爱心，有什么安慰，他的意思就是说，如果你被神的爱激励的话，你们就要有一样相同的爱心。
And ultimately, it was Christ's love demonstrated and His meekness demonstrated through His service that drew people to Him.
最终来说，其实就是耶稣基督的爱，透过他的温柔谦卑啊的屈己。然后服侍别人，让我们看得到。
It was his compassion.
是他的同情心。
And you know they say love is blind.
你知道吗？有一句俗语说恋爱中的人呢是瞎眼的。
Well, there's an element of truth to that.
其实呢，某一个程度上是正确的。
Love will overlook faults.
因为呢，爱里可以包容过犯。
But in another way, love very much has eyes wide open.
但是从另外一个角度而言呢，爱里呢也应该睁大眼睛。
Because love is looking for needs.
因为呢，睁大眼睛做什么呢？是要看对方有什么需要。
Love is looking for needs.
看对方有什么需要。
And you can see Christ doing this time and time again.
所以你在耶稣基督服侍的几年里面，你看他一次又一次这样子做。
He hears a blind beggar pleading, "Son of David, help me, have mercy on me."
他走过的时候，听到远远有一个瞎眼的在乞丐在哪里大声呼喊说：“大卫的子孙呢，可怜我吧。
”And Christ responding out of His love.
耶稣就因着他里面的怜悯就回应了。
Meekly forgetting that He's the ruler of the universe and that He has every right to keep on His way.
在他的温柔谦卑里面，没有顾及到自己是宇宙万物的主宰，他可以不顾一切继续的往前。
He stops and demonstrates his meekness through meeting that man's need.
他却停下来， 然后之后只有在他的温柔里面啊、去啊、满足了这个人的需要。
Through an act of service.
就是在他的服事里面。
If you want to be beautiful, be meek.
如果你想要美丽的话，你就温柔谦卑。
And lower yourself.
然后你谦虚自己。
And elevate others.
抬举别人。
And demonstrate your meekness then by serving them.
啊，你服侍人来表达你的谦虚温柔。
And then be motivated by a heart of love.
以爱为本。
That looks for the needs of others.
去关顾别人的需要。
I said that we need to throw off our own expectations and rights and cast away our own concerns about ourselves.
我们刚刚提到过，我们需要把自己的一切、自己的心思意念、我的好处都放在旁一边。
And in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 14, Paul tells us what to replace that with.
哥罗西书第三章第十二节那里，保罗也提醒我们说，我们该以什么来代替。
He says, "Put on tender mercy."
啊，那里说到，你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯。
Put on kindness.
恩慈。
Put on humility. Put on meekness.
谦虚温柔。
Put on patience.
忍耐的心。
And above all these things, put on love.
最重要的是爱。
Ladies, maybe you think that your wardrobe needs some attention at home. Needs some new clothes.
也许姊妹们常常都会觉得打开衣橱的时候觉得还是需要添一些什么东西。
If that's the case, tell your husband to buy you some. But if you want to look really beautiful,
如果是这样子的话呢，你可以请你丈夫帮你买。但是呢，如果你真的要美丽的话
，put on these clothes.
你应该穿上这一切。
And it's not just the ladies, obviously.
但是呢，最重要的，这不是单单跟姊妹们说的。
Some of us men probably need it more than our wives.
也许我们当中有一些弟兄呢，比姊妹更需要。
Put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, and love.
穿上怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
These things, friends, are guaranteed to make you beautiful.
亲爱的朋友，我可以跟你打保证，如果你有了这一切，就可以使你变得美丽。
These things will never go out of fashion.
这一切的条件都不会过时。
They will never be worn out.
他们也不会变旧。
You'll never outgrow them.
你也不会变得太大，穿不下。
And as you use them, they will become more beautiful.
如果你越使用越锻炼的话，你会越美丽。
In your bulletin, there should be a little square piece of paper.
你知道，在你今天所收到的程序表里面呢，应该有一个小纸条，方形的纸条，这样像这样子的。
If you need one, put your hand up. I think the ushers have a few more.
如果你没有收到或者丢的话呢，不要紧，你可以举手，因为是还有一些。
And this is a chance for you to respond.
这是让大家都有一个回应的机会。
And you can put these in the offering bag. I'll check you. No, I'm joking.
也许可以丢在那个奉献袋里面啊，没有了。其实开玩笑。
This is just for you.
是你个人的。
But maybe you've been thinking as we've been sharing stuff, and maybe you can think of some areas in your life that you need a facelift.
也许你刚刚听了这篇讲道，你一直在思想，你觉得生命里有一些地方，你的生活中某一些方面需要一个面目一新。
And you might be in a specific situation with a certain person.
也许你在生活里面面对某一个人
or certain circumstances.
或者某一些的处境
And maybe the Lord is challenging you to learn of Him and be meek and lowly of spirit.
也许你深深知道主耶稣在挑战你，让你学会他的温柔谦卑。
Maybe you're good at talking about how humble you are, but you don't really demonstrate it through service.
也许在你自己的眼里，在你的嘴巴上，你觉得自己非常的谦卑，但是呢，在你服侍人方面却非常的有缺陷。
Maybe you try to put yourself down and you try to help others, but you're not acting out of love.
也许你已经在服侍里面觉得自己够温柔谦卑了，但是却没有以爱心。为出发点。
And I would challenge you to pray.
我 希望能够挑战大家做一个祷告。
And say, Father, give me the grace, courage, and conviction to be meek, serve others, and demonstrate love in this situation.
就是说，父神啊，请赐给我恩典、勇气和决心，好让我变得温顺，乐意服侍他人，并在以下这一些情况底下或者这几方面能够表达我的爱。
If you do that, you will be a group of beautiful people.
如果每个人我们都能够做到这一点的话，我们都可以变成一群美丽的人。
Who live lives which are very precious in the sight of God.
我们的生命在神的眼里将会变为极为宝贵。
Who will experience the joy of walking in our Master's footsteps.
我们也会享受到走在耶稣的脚中里面的喜乐。
And the thrill of all God's blessings that He promises as we obey.
以及当我们顺服神的时候，我们因着他的应许所得的一切的祝福。
I'll give you 15 seconds, 20 seconds if you want to think and write something down.
希望大家能够用15-20秒钟思想一下，然之后写一下这个回应表。
And then we'll pray.
然之后我们一同祷告。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your meekness.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，你的温柔谦卑。
We thank you that you are our example.
谢谢你，因为你自己就是我们的榜样。
We thank you that because you demonstrated your meekness for us, we now live.
因着你向我们显明了温柔谦卑的实在，所以因此我们可以存活。
We thank you that while we were still sinners, you loved us and saw our need.
谢谢你，因为当我们还做罪人的时候，你就爱了我们，而且你看到我们的需要。
Make us like you, we pray, Father.
父神，我们祷告，求你让我们使你使我们变得跟你一样。
Do your work in our hearts.
求你在我们心中动工。
And we pray that you'll be glorified as we seek to follow your ways.
当我们追求来跟随你的道路的时候，我们就求你的名字得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.